Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd Podcast, coming to you from the headquarters of Where All Nerds Belong, the site of the best freaking community of nerds on the internet. My goal in this podcast is to provide meaningful and substantively useful information that will help nerds who are trying to grow their online presence and pursue personal fulfillment through their passion for nerd and geek activities. I'm here to help nerd culture grow and to help you nerds make the world a little more nerdy, and I believe better as a result. This is Brian from No Name Nerd, and if you've been listening to any of my recent podcasts or videos, you know that I've had this like itch of an idea that I'm working on, and it's really, in my mind, starting to come together, although I couldn't tell you for sure where exactly I am in the process. But I might be going through what Simon Sinek would call an existential turn, in that I'm beginning to rethink what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, which isn't necessarily about making a drastic turn from what I'm doing, although it can. In this case, it just has me thinking more and more that the decision that I made in late 2020, early 2021, to begin doing a little more podcasting and to do more content creation, to put my ideas out there, is a good one. And I want to give you some insight into what I'm thinking about right now. And even though I'm actually putting this stuff out there probably about a week after I actually made it at this stage, it gives you at least a sense of the trajectory of the ideas that are going through my head. And, you know, last year, 2020 was a big deal for the No Name Nerd community, as I've made a comment I've made on more than one occasion. And really, to me, that 2020 was the period where the No Name Nerd became something more than just an idea or a company, and it really turned into a community. And to me, that was a really powerful sort of experience, and it involved some ups and downs and some challenges, and luckily some people came together and helped me out and sort of shared in my idea of what the No Name Nerd could be. And now I'm starting to realize that perhaps what was taking place with the No Name Nerd community was something that was taking place in some ways around the world. And I think that it was something that has been moving in that direction for a while, perhaps, but got accelerated as a result of the tragedy that is the pandemic. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Not the pandemic part. I mean the social changes that have resulted, that have been accelerated as a part of it. And so I'm working on this new lecture about leadership and leading like a nerd. And some of you have heard me talk about that if you listened to the last episode of the podcast. But I've been thinking even more about why that is important. And I've been thinking even more about the fact that we are increasingly awash in followers online, and we are engaged in this treadmill where we're trying to run faster and faster in order to get more and more people to follow or to like or to subscribe to us. And in fact, our communities, our online communities, are increasingly being defined by how many likes or how many follows or how many people are engaged with whatever that digital content that we are that is producing. And I feel like suddenly we are becoming awash in followers with few, if little, consideration for what kind of leaders we might be. And when I say awash in followers, I mean a lot. I mean that on Twitch, at the end of 2020, we were looking at 26.5 million people coming to Twitch every single day. 26.5 million people coming to Twitch. And if you layer on top of that, right, the elephant in the room, which is the 2.8 billion active users, billion with a B, active users that were on Facebook each month. Now keep in mind, there are only about 7.8 billion people in the world. So that means that about 5 billion were not active users on Facebook. And if that seems like a lot, take into consideration that about 3.6 billion people don't have access to the internet. So you're doing your math with me. 7.8 billion people in the world, 2.8 billion were active on Facebook. 3.6 billion do not have access to the internet. What that means is about two-thirds of the people who have access to the internet are accessing Facebook each month. And so if it feels like everybody is checking in on Facebook at least once in a while, that's because most people are checking in on Facebook at least every once in a while. Hey, and you know, that is an incredibly, incredibly powerful thing, right? Okay, so that was the first thing that occurred to me. That, you know, I, including I, might have some mixed feelings about social media. And I think that you should all approach any sort of digital platform with a healthy dose of skepticism. But there is no denying the power, the role that it plays in our life in a really sort of integral manner. So that was the first thing that was kind of going through my head. And here's the other thing. And this is something that was just recently released in early 2021. During 2020, the Governance Lab, which is a nonprofit, conducted interviews of 50 Facebook groups, 26 global academic and industry leaders, looking at the power of virtual communities. That's the title of the study that they conducted. They, you know, did a survey of 15,000 internet users in 15 different countries, along with doing sort of the standard scientific stuff in terms of some qualitative research in addition to that, as well as looking at literature and talking to some experts and all the good stuff, right? Collecting real data. Now, I should note, by the way, that this work was funded by Facebook. Okay, and I'm not suggesting, I have no reason to believe that any of the data that was collected was in any way influenced by that, but I think it's an important caveat to look at. But I think that the findings of this study are nonetheless very important, right? And something that you should all be paying attention to. And I know who you are, right, in my audience. My audience is primarily, at this stage, right, in early 2021, my audience is primarily people who are streamers and digital content creators who are looking to grow their audiences, right? And if that feels at times like something that everybody is doing, it is something that everybody is doing. But that audience that you're reaching for, that audience that you are looking for, if you look at Facebook, if you look at Twitch, right? So my comments were only related to Twitch and Facebook. We are talking about billions of people that are potentially part of your audience. So if it seems like everybody's doing it, but so is everybody watching it. And here's what I mean, right? So let's take a turn and let's stop thinking about what people are doing when they are engaging online. And let's remove that language that we have a tendency to use in terms of perceiving people that are engaging in watching online or following. When I say watching, I don't mean necessarily just like watching somebody's stream. I mean like scrolling through an Instagram and, you know, feed or browsing their Facebook feed. When somebody's engaging with social media online, right? Let's imagine that they are doing something more than just passively receiving information. And let's rethink what they are doing in terms of actively engaging with real communities that means something to them. And let me read to you some of the bullet points that came from these 15,000 interview or internet users that were surveyed along with the interviews with some experts in the field. And here's what they found, right? And I'll have a link to this in the show notes. Online groups are significant contemporary organizations that can generate impact and provide their members with a strong sense of community and belonging despite not operating in a physical space, right? So what that is saying is that online communities in 2020, right, were doing what people in the past used to look for, right, in terms of a sense of belonging and community, what people used to look for in their schools, what people used to look for in their churches, what people used to look for in social organizations, in, I think, the sociologist Putnam would have noted as the spaces like bowling alleys, right? This is why people used to go bowling, because they could hang out with other people and because they wanted to have a sense of community and they wanted to have a sense of belonging. And what this research is showing, the power of virtual communities is saying that people are now finding that same thing online. And I got to admit, right, for many of you, perhaps under the age of 30, maybe under the age of 40, perhaps under the age of 30, definitely, this is not a surprise to you. Right? But you got to keep in mind that the vast majority of people that operate in society are not 30 and younger. So the fact that there is a demographic that sees this as normal is not because it is necessarily normal. In fact, now we are seeing a significant turn in terms of where people are seeking their sense of belonging or gaining their sense of belonging in community from one that operates within a physical space. And it is literally turning into a digital one. And that is what I'm talking about when I say that something is being, that was taking place well before COVID is only being accelerated by COVID. Let me give you some more interesting facts and figures on this. So the other thing that was noted in this research is that 1.8 billion people, again, B, not M, billion people out of the 7.8 billion people in the entire world use Facebook groups each month. And more than half of all people using Facebook are members of five or more active groups. And there are 70 million people who are active in the past month leading these groups as admins or moderators. Right? So Facebook groups. I mean, obviously, like, Facebook funded the study. So they are interested in what's taking place on Facebook. They're paying people to conduct research to understand what's taking place on Facebook. So I think of anything, that 1.8 billion number, which represents the number of people that are looking to Facebook to engage in some type of community, right, is probably an underrepresentation, because once you start adding on other groups, like, you know, whether it's people's smaller groups on Instagram chats, or it's Discord, or, you know, it's Reddit, or whatever it is, once you start adding to that, then I think that you see that it has got to be well in excess of 1.8 billion that are actively engaging in some type of online, virtual, so they're using virtual community in the past month. And here's what I think is interesting, right? So there's a lot of information in this, but I'm getting to the last one that just kind of blew my mind. Is I'm going to read this word for word from the executive summary. A growing number of people around the world are finding meaning and a sense of belonging in online groups. According to the YouGov survey, in 11 out of 15 countries studied, and I'll note to you, right, that those 11 out of 15 countries, I mean, those tend to be, they did kind of a cross-section. But one, I would note that the United States was definitely in there, but there were a lot of relatively developed countries. It's Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Germany, Egypt, France, Indonesia, India, Kenya, Morocco, Mexico, Nigeria, UK, US, South Africa. Those are the countries that were involved. So out of those 15 countries that were involved, in 11 out of those 15, the largest proportion of respondents reported the most important group to which they belong is primarily online, is a primarily online one. So in the US, right, to be more specific, right, I'm looking at the actual study now. In the US, 30.11% indicated that the most important group to which they belonged was primarily in person. 46.11% said it was primarily online, and 23.78% said that it was mixed, right? The format of the group that was the most important group type to them. And so what that says is that there are, right, 30% in the US, for example. In the US, only 30% saw primarily in-person groups as the group type that they were most wedded to. And what is fascinating is, you know, you kind of think that the U.S. as the a very technologically advanced country, that it would in fact be relatively high in terms of our online engagement. But what is fascinating is that the U.S. was actually one of the lowest in terms of online engagement. In fact, we were one of the top four that saw primarily in person as the most important group type. Right, at 30.11%. If you look at Kenya, it's only 12% saw primarily in person as the most important group type. Brazil, 13.44%. Germany, we were joined in it. So the other countries in the top four were primarily in person. Germany, France, UK, and US. So US was 30. Just for a frame of reference, Australia was 23.6. Sorry, enough statistics. I love statistics. But that kind of returns to my ongoing thesis about the importance of learning to lead like a nerd. That what this is saying is that the world is shifting. The world has shifted, perhaps, underneath us, whether we are paying attention or not. And don't get me wrong. I think that this is still sweeping under the rug, or a better way of framing it might be just noting that this is not within the frame of reference for the study to look at things like that 3.6 billion who do not have access to the internet. Or I looked up some of this too, or the 940 million people who do not have access to electricity, or the 890 million who do not have access to adequate food. I don't want to lose track of that. And in fact, I'm going to be talking about it more later. In fact, I think that inequality is something that racial, that ethnic, that sexual orientation, all of that discrimination and oppression needs to be thought about. What I want to highlight simply is that the culture at this point is that that cultural shift that we are seeing is most definitively one where people are beginning to seek their identity, seek their community, seek their sense of belonging and who they are, primarily online and primarily from communities online. And I think that is part of what is driving, in all likelihood, many of you in the audience to put yourself out there online, driving me myself, right, as I do this podcast, to put myself out there online. But here's the lingering question, right? If we are all turning into followers, and we're all on this treadmill that we're trying to accumulate more and more followers, more and more likes, and we're trying to get more and more attention online because that is where we're turning, perhaps, you know, part because of COVID, out of necessity to have a sense of community, to have a sense of belonging, to have those things that make us truly and fundamentally human beings. Why aren't there more leaders out there? Or I should say more specifically, why aren't there more conversations about what it takes to be a good leader? And why are we not having more meaningful conversations about what is a good leader versus what is a bad leader? And how can these things be managed in a way that is not going to take us simply to accumulating more likes, but perhaps to starting to address some of those problems that I was talking about in terms of people who don't have adequate food or electricity, or are victims of human trafficking or engage in racial and ethnic discrimination. And I think that we are starting to see some of that, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. I realize that there is a great deal of online organizing that took place last summer related to the Black Lives Matter movement, or frankly, the fact that a Reddit group was able at all to sort of turn things upside down for Wall Street. That is an incredibly fascinating thing. That's an incredibly fascinating part of the story. So I think that we are beginning to realize that these online communities have the power to do things. And I think that there is the opportunity to begin to flip the switch, to turn things on its head, and rather than talk about how we accumulate followers and counting the number of followers, and to begin talking about how we begin to generate virtual leaders, right? Because the communities are forming on their own. And as they note in the study, which only just came out, right, there's still a lot of there's still a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of defining what these things are going to look like. So another comment on the report, online groups are still fluid form of human organization that in many cases attract members and leaders who are marginally in the physical societies they inhabit and who use the platform to build new kinds of community that they do not form in real space. And leaders of many of these groups run them as a labor of love. They are neither trained nor paid. The rules that govern their internal operations are often uncodified, and the hosting platform, Facebook, holds significant power over their operations and future. Now, to me, that is not bad. I mean, in some sense, that is just a consequence of new forms of social organization being immature and not having reached a stage of maturity. But I think it's also now the absolutely important point where we should be talking about what is leadership? What does leadership look like? What is good leadership? What is bad leadership? And that to me is where I look at all of you out there who are part of the No Name Nerd community, and I think, well, we are asking the wrong question. That you need to stop asking yourself how you gain more followers. You need to start asking yourself, how can you be a better leader? I think that in answering that question and in your ability to successfully answer that question, I think you probably will get more followers. But you know what? Even if you don't, does it matter? Because if you are developing a more authentic relationship with the followers that you have, if you are putting yourself in a position where you are able to help them reach their potential and they are helping you reach their potential, your potential, does it really matter how many followers you have? Because aren't you contributing to their lives and aren't they contributing to your lives in a more positive manner? And isn't that really what we're all trying to do? Isn't that really part of that strong sense of community and belonging that people are turning to online spaces to get? So I think that the world is shifting. The world is shifting really, really quickly. And I think that you all have an important role in making sure that it moves in a manner that is going to promote equality, promote inclusiveness, that is going to help people gain a sense of belonging when, as they noted, right, historically, perhaps they've been marginalized, to draw together, to bring people together in a positive manner, not to divide people in a negative manner. So I still don't have it all fleshed out. I'm working on it. I've got documents I'm working on. I've got research that I'm looking at. I find the changes incredibly fascinating, and I appreciate all of you listening to me. I'll make sure to drop a copy of that report in the show notes because I think it'll hopefully get you thinking about not just where the world is going, but I think more importantly, what your role in it is. Thanks again. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Hello, this is Shushy from the Film Sims podcast, and I just want to say that the No Name Nerd is a pretty, pretty dope organization, and they are the coolest. I have sold them my soul, and it's going pretty well. I, as far as places where you can sell your soul, I've been treated worse, I've worked for several big organizations / companies in my lifetime, and of all the places where I have sold my soul to, the No Name Nerd is far and away the best. So thank you guys for, humbly taking care of my soul. And thank you guys all, and have a wondrous evening and petite good morning.
Hey, what's up? It's the OG Alien. I just wanted to stop by and say thank you for everything that y'all are doing for the community. I'm new here, but I can't wait to grow and to be part of this community with you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Peace out, nerds.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.